The best fan base in basketball deserves the best offer in basketball. And now, Cyclone Fanatics can bring on spring with an exclusive offer from Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Through the end of the month, take advantage of an exclusive Goal Setter Cyclone Fanatic offer. Purchase the Goal Setter All-Star in-ground basketball hoop and receive a free, officially licensed Iowa State Cyclone pole pad, Cyclone backboard decal, backboard pad, and free delivery. A total value of more than $500. This offer is only available via CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa. Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go!
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna...
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Good evening from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Brent Bloom, no Chris Williams yet, joined by the voice of the fan, Adam Gray. And Gray, you know, Iowa State fans are a patient bunch. They can deal with some losing. We've seen that in football. They can deal with some inconsistent play. But one thing they have proven over the years, Iowa State fans cannot deal with turncoats, with Benedict Arnold. And we've seen it. Gene Chizik.
Yep.
Up and leaves. Saw Tim Floyd up and left to the Chicago Bulls. Got a better opportunity, we thought.
Yeah.
Saw it with Cale Sanderson. Leaves and goes to Penn State. Didn't think it would happen to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show.
Did not think it would.
But Chris Williams gets the KXNO gig from 4 to 7. And he, we thought he was firmly entrenched with the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. He gets the show, the first opportunity for him to stiff us. And he's not here. Unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
Unacceptable behavior. He professed his love earlier this week for Jess Settles on the Sports Fanatics radio show and Chris Kingsbury. I think this is the start of the end. We have been big-timed by Chris Williams. He's probably right now on his way to Iowa City with his Adam Woodbury goggles going to watch the Iowa-Minnesota game. Can't believe it. Didn't think it could happen to us.
I can't either. I feel betrayed, Brent. I was lied to. When he took this job, I was happy for him. I'm a good friend. I was happy for the opportunity, but he said this isn't going to change what we do with Cyclone Fanatic. And obviously that's not true, because right now I'm here and not him. I do have to say right now, this is the highlight of my professional career right here, being able to sit here with you, the same guy that sat next to Sage Rosenfels for the Iowa State-Texas game, and get to talk Cyclone Sports. I'm just so happy to be here.
Similar arm strengths from Adam Gray. But Chris, if he ever does show up, will be here momentarily as he is stuck in traffic. You know who to blame for this? Vice President Joe Biden in town and decided that he would have a police escort because Vice President Joe Biden needs, I counted because I got stuck in traffic as well, 14 police cars surrounding Vice President Joe Biden. So
seems a little excessive, doesn't it?
I don't know. So Biden decides to disrupt the Cyclone Fanatic radio show, so caucus as you wish because of that. But we'll still have a fun show for you. Charlie Henry will be on the show momentarily. Chris will as well. Feel free and call in on the Hy-Vee hotline at 284-5966. We're live here at Benchwarmers. Stop in, have a Paul Rhodes pizza, have a Hoiberger, as we also have the Iowa-Minnesota game. Adam Woodbury did win the jump ball. Not sure it was legal, but it is Iowa with a quick 2-0 lead. But we'll focus on, obviously, Iowa State. Cyclones lose on Monday night to Oklahoma, 94-83. West Virginia looms on Saturday. A lot of concerned fans. You're the voice of the fan. How concerned are you with how Iowa State has approached the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I would say there's a little concern. I don't think it's ready to just think this team isn't where we thought they were going to be. I think there's potential still to be there. They got to figure out some things defensively, shore that up a little bit. But you still see when they're playing their game, like they were in the first half of that Oklahoma game, they really can't play with anybody, and they can play with anybody anywhere. Now it just comes down to consistency and doing it through 40 minutes, and that's kind of been this team's Achilles heel all year long. I think once they figure it out, it's going to be the team that a lot of fans, myself included, thought they could be. And I think where the fans are frustrated is they thought it was going to happen sooner than it has.
It's interesting because if you look at everyone wants to compare last year. This team doesn't have the toughness as last year. Doesn't have DeAndre Kane.
Yeah.
Doesn't have Melvin Edgem. Well, that's true. A year ago last year, Iowa State goes on the road and gets lambasted by West Virginia, 102-77. Was the worst defensive effort for Iowa State. They're actually 6-5 at that point. This year, they're 7-4. But I think it all comes down to is that game at Tech where the Cyclones lose down in Lubbock that has really, I think, started the frustration. And now, I mean, you lose at Kansas, you lose at Oklahoma. On its face, not bad losses. But coupled with that very winnable game at Texas Tech, now you're behind the eight ball to win the Big 12. It makes it a little bit more difficult.
No, I agree. And the Texas Tech game is going to be one that's going to sting Iowa State fans throughout the year leading into March Madness because the goal for a lot of fans was to win that Big 12 tournament. That's going to be the one that gets away. But, you know, you sit here and you say, this team doesn't have a DeAndre Kane. They don't have a Melvin Edgem. And that's true. That's 100% true. But last year's team didn't have a Jameel McKay. They didn't have a Abdel Nader. They didn't have a Bryce John Jones. So I think this team has the capability of doing what last year's team did. They're still just trying to figure it out. And they haven't, unfortunately, quite figured it out yet. But that doesn't mean they're not going to get there. And I think they will.
It's Abdul Nader.
Abdul, I'm sorry. Thanks for joining us. You come late and you call me out right away.
If you want to play with the big boys, drive time, you better be pronouncing names correct, okay?
I'm sorry. You know, you 1 week being a big-time guy here, and it's already gone to your head here.
Dude.
And he walks in, and Lacey, our favorite waitress, hands him a Red Bull like he's Brian Williams or something.
I tip well. Hey.
So now you really can.
All
right. Big-timer.
Guys, I heard you rake me over the coals on the way in, and frankly, I didn't appreciate it. Because of Joe Biden.
It was deserved.
No, but that was insane. That was insanity. I got off on the Corporate Woods exit, and I'm not kidding you. I was on that ramp for like 15 minutes. Once I got off that, I was fine, and I hauled rear to get here. But it was unlike anything I'd ever seen in Ankeny before.
Does that change your caucus vote?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Biden guy. I can tell you that much. He just, you know, and then two of my best friends in the world are just killing me on the radio.
Some people still like Kale Sanderson. You'll be okay.
I blamed Kale Sanderson earlier this week for me not liking wrestling that much. Really, I feel like if Kale Sanderson were the coach at Iowa State, still, I might actually give a rip. But unfortunately, I don't. What's up? Thanks for filling in.
Welcome to the show.
You did a nice job, Bloom. Gray, you always do a nice job.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Chris.
The Fawcast with Mark Charter, that's a pretty popular podcast.
It's taken off.
People don't like the entire city of Johnston's listening. Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show brought to us by our friends at Goal Setters Basketball System. Should we go to the Hy-Vee Hotline?
Let's do it.
I believe we have Iowa State assistant coach Charlie Henry on the line with us right now. Charlie, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Doing well over here. Doing well. How's everything, you guys?
Hey, we're all right. We're fighting this nasty traffic problem down here in Des Moines right now. Holy geez, if you're coming down south of Ankeny right now, keep an eye out on that. I assume you're not. You're probably getting ready for who's coming to town? West Virginia is coming to town
on Saturday. It's not Minnesota.
No, it's not Minnesota. I actually
saw Bloom's tweet about you possibly running a little late. I was worried about you there. But
were you worried or hoping I wouldn't make it to the interview?
Like a good partner, he covered for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, he did. He knocked it out of the park, as he always does. Hey, Coach, tough loss for you guys on Monday night.
No doubt.
I'd like to throw it at you about Oklahoma, though. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Oklahoma, and this is no disrespect to Kansas, but I feel like Oklahoma might be playing the best basketball of anybody in the league right now. I mean, they've won five in a row. And I'm sure there were things that you guys could have done differently that you've been working on, but I guess I take my hat off to that team because I think that Lon Kruger's team's playing as well as anybody in the league right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely fair for you to say. I left very impressed with everything they're doing and how well they're playing. We knew it would be a challenge going in. We knew very talented, playing well, and I left impressed. With everything they did. I mean, you had to take your hat off and give them a lot of credit. They played really well, and that's been a trend. I think they're probably a lot better than their record might indicate, or their ranking, or however you want to say it. They're a very good team.
Hey, Charlie, I know a lot has been made this week about defensive efficiency numbers. I'm partly to blame. I threw a stat out there that the last 44 Final Four teams, of those, just one was not in the top 50 of defensive efficiency. That was VCU in 2011. Do you bring stuff like that up to your guys, or do you just let it be and know that once March comes that they'll hopefully turn it up a notch on that end of the floor?
You know, I don't think we necessarily bring stuff like that up, but we do. I mean, we do challenge our guys. We challenge our guys that we got to do it for more consistent at a higher level on both ends. And a lot of time it's easy for, you know, someone to think, you know, big changes got to be made. And,
right,
you know, the reality is it's actually just doing small things and doing them really consistently over a period of time. You know, we've done it for stretches. You know, there's no, and it's telling our guys, there's no big changes that need to be made. We just got to get urgency to do the small things and do them every possession of every game, and it starts in practice. And, you know, when you don't do three or four of the little things, now all of a sudden you got a big problem. So we've just been challenging our guys. You know, sometimes when our offense gets clicking the way it was that first half, sometimes our guys are, you know, we get complacent to trade baskets. You know, when you play the way we did that first half offensively, you need to go into the half with a comfortable lead. I mean, you can't shoot 9 of 14 from 3 and come in at half tied. You know, in reality, in the first half, you know, did a pretty decent job forcing the miss and really got burned on the glass, second chance, which is something we've been getting progressively better at. You know, that really hurt us. You know, their second chances allowed them to hang around in the last 4 minutes. They made a run and made some shots, and, you know, where you should go up to the half, you know, with a good lead, and now you build on that. You go in, and they got all the momentum, and it was tough. So that was kind of my thought about it.
Iowa State assistant coach Charlie Henry joins us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, Cyclone Fanatic Radio. Hey, Coach, you guys 3 Mondays in a row have played on Big Monday. Now, you will never hear me complain about that, because I remember the days when Iowa State was never on Big Monday.
7-8 years in a row.
That they weren't on Big Monday? Yeah. See, there was a long drought.
7 years.
The fact that you're on 3 weeks in a row is a very good sign for where you all are taking the program. But being a guy who covers the team, and I notice this, so it's got to be times like 20 for you guys, but there is that little fatigue from a Saturday to Monday game. One time, two times, now we're talking three times. I would assume that gets a little bit is there some fatigue for that? Are you guys ready to get back into a little bit of a normal schedule here the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I'll say we love playing on 3 Mondays in a row. You know, everything that comes with that is positive. And, you know, in March, you're going to have quick turnarounds, and you got to be able to handle that. You know, so it's all positive. You know, you play the schedule that you get, and obviously we love the national recognition that comes on playing on a big Monday game, so you're never going to hear us complain about that. But, you know, I thought Oklahoma was really tough. You know, Kansas, we had already played them once, so that was nice. You know, you felt like the guys had a pretty good handle on the prep. And, you know, obviously Oklahoma had the same deal. They only had 1 day to prepare for us. But, you know, I thought going into Oklahoma with how good they are offensively and how potent, man, you wish you would have had another day. But it's going to be a good learning lesson down the road when in March. I'm sure we'll be seeing a team we haven't seen before, and they're going to be potent, and we got to, you know, we got to make the most of those 48 hours.
Charlie, yeah, West Virginia on Saturday beat them down there several weeks ago. It's a unique system. You know, they pressure all the full court. You guys had a season-high 18 turnovers. Does it help the second time around knowing what you're getting yourself into?
I think it does. I think it really does, Brent. You know, it's one of those things you go into and you keep telling your guys it's this, it's that, and they keep, you know, they got the bobblehead going, not in their head, until you go face it. You probably have a better appreciation for it the second go around. So I'm excited. We got that road one under our belt, and obviously did a lot of good things. Also have plenty to improve on, and it'll be a fun one on Saturday afternoon.
Charlie, they play with such a suffocating style when you guys were down there in Morgantown and really fed off of that crowd. It was a hostile crowd. It was an impressive win for your team. Do you guys anticipate West Virginia, you know, trying to match that inside of Hilton Coliseum? Because we've seen other teams try and do that, and they, you know, it's a tough thing to do with your team in Hilton. Or do you see Bob Huggins potentially having a trick up his sleeve?
I would be surprised if they play any different than the way they played all year, which has been to really get in you, pressure you, force turnovers, crash the offensive glass. I don't see them changing very much the rest of the year, and I don't expect to see any significant changes on Saturday. We got to be ready to handle it.
Well, if they're listening right now in Morgantown, I'm warning them. You don't want to try and run with the clones in Hilton, but that's just my opinion.
So Arkansas tried to do that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm comparing it to. I watched what Arkansas did. It didn't turn out very well.
So, Charlie, Fred took the team bowling. Were you part of that bowling excursion this week?
I did. I was lucky enough to be on a team with George, Bryce, and Daniel, and I pulled them down for all two rounds. So,
what'd you roll?
You know what? I bowled a whopping 114, I believe, the first game, and then I think by about the eighth frame of the second game, they kind of had someone start taking my turn. So. That's how it went. Those guys want to win, so they cut me out of the rotation that second game, which, you know, it suited me just fine. I drank pop and ate pizza. So
who's the best bowler on the team?
You know what? Well, coach is going to say it was Tim, and he was pretty impressive. But
like over 200 impressive?
Yeah, I think he was in that range, but I don't think he cracked the 200 barrier. I will say this. Are two players that I left pretty impressed. Dustin Hogue had a strong game one and really he was quite into it, making sure his team was going to come away with the crown. And, you know, Deontay Burton actually has a mean left hook. I mean, he's got a lot of spin. So when he gets that going, it looks pretty good.
Interesting. That's not surprising to me, though, that Fred – it's like an all-star bowler too. Have you know him well? Is there anything that he sucks at?
You know, he's not fun to golf with, and now I just found out yesterday he's not fun to bowl with either.
Just competitive.
He definitely makes comments about my role and my golfing not being very athletic. So it's a tough pill to swallow for us regular guys.
I feel like that's Fred's like go-to. He likes to make fun of people's golf games. I've been the brunt of that joke before.
Well, the guy's got a double eagle in his life. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
No, I know. And about a 500-plus yard, whatever that was.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I'd be hitting driver three wood, and he got a double eagle. So.
Jeez. Hey, Charlie, best of luck on Saturday, okay?
I appreciate it, fellas. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you always. Charlie Henry, thanks, buddy.
Awesome.
Iowa State assistant coach Charlie Henry on the Hy-V hotline.
Can you imagine Dustin Hoke bowling?
Can you imagine, like, McKay going
right
up there?
Good point.
With those long arms,
good
swinging
point.
That ball back and chucking it down the lane?
Cyclones TV needs to do a remake of, what was Big Earn?
Kingpin?
Kingpin?
Well, I was just thinking of the Kingpin movie where Woody Harrison, loses
it was Big
hand.
Earn.
Yeah, Big Earn, with
the Iowa State basketball team.
Yeah.
I'd watch that movie.
I would absolutely tune into that. They would up their subscribers, I would think.
I think so.
Absolutely. No, good talk there from Charlie. I just, you know, to double down on the point that I made there, I understand that it's how West Virginia plays basketball, but it kind of seems like suicide to me. Although the Cyclones have been turning it over a lot lately.
You know, more than usual. They're still, we think Iowa State's turning the ball over a lot. They're still top 20 in the nation in turnover percentage.
Yeah,
like, it's still pretty good.
Well, yeah, but okay, but give me those stats from like the last two weeks.
It's been higher than usual.
Yes.
Now, West Virginia, it's not as effective on the road, but if you look at their numbers, the steal numbers are about the same, road to home.
Yeah.
It doesn't work as well. I mean, Oklahoma turned it over 12 times and blew them out.
Yeah.
If Iowa State's going to lose Saturday, it's because they have 15-plus turnovers. I mean, I'm going to put the number there because West Virginia team can't shoot right now. Like,
no.
They are not a great offensive team. They average a lot of points because they get extra possessions and they rebound the heck out of it. They're first in steals in the nation. They're first in offensive rebounds in the nation. So if you don't turn the ball over and you win the battle on the boards, which Iowa State did down there in Morgantown, I think Iowa State could win and perhaps even by double digits.
Yeah, no, it's possible. I just, you know, I'm not crazy about West Virginia, period. I mean, if you look at who they've played.
Well, they swept Tech and TCU.
Tech and TCU, and then Kansas State was another one of their wins.
Yeah, and they swept them twice.
Yeah, so.
I guess they swept them. They beat them
we'll
twice.
We'll see. I'm not completely sold. They were really good in the non-conference, but they really didn't play anybody too impressive either. They played some decent.
Yeah, beat an NC State.
Yeah.
Beat a Connecticut.
Some high majors, some really average to below average high majors is kind of how they compiled that record. Rob Gray, our senior writer at CycloneFanatic.com, just showed up. We're going to talk to him.
He was there today.
Yeah, he was there today. He wrote about the bowling. And we'll do that right when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented, as always, by our friends at Goal Setter basketball systems on 1460 KXNO. Hey, Fanatics, it's Chris Williams here on behalf of our newest sponsor at CycloneFanatic.com, Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Goal Setter Basketball Systems are made right here in Iowa, and we want to share a special offer with you. Available only at CycloneFanatic.com, you can get a sweet Iowa State custom package. Buy a Goal Setter All-Star in-ground system, and you get a free, officially licensed Cyclone pole pad, a backboard edge pad, and a backboard decal. Oh, there's free delivery, too. That special package is worth more than $500. So you know what to do, but show them what the Cyclone Fanatic fan base does. Find all the other offer details, and you can buy online exclusively at CycloneFanatic.com. Bring on spring with Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers here in Ankeny. A couple of pretty good games on right now.
Little
SEC, some Big Ten. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom. Want to give a shout out to my boys and gals at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. 8 metro locations: Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, West Des Moines. Same day, next day appointments. Pretty much any specialty you can think of, they've got them. 185 physicians, providers, 40, the 4-0 different specialties. Beat that, Brent Bloom, the Iowa Clinic, iamenscenter.com. Do you have your physical scheduled yet?
I'm getting there. I got to get through basketball first.
What, because if you have an illness, it's just going to wait until basketball season's over?
Well, I mean, if Iowa State's going to stress me out, then I might as well have it go haywire before I get checked up.
I already tell you about when I went for my physical. It was the Monday after your wedding.
Oh, that's
where there's a legend that I had 22 Busch Lights that day.
I don't think it's a legend. That's a fact.
Yeah, and I went in and everything was sky high. They told me to fast for 24 hours. They're 12 hours. They didn't tell me if you had 22 Busch Lights on Saturday.
You were surprisingly sober.
Oh, yeah. No, I was fine.
Like, you could handle it.
Oh, absolutely. I was good to go.
You did 22 over a extended amount of
time. Yeah, because we started. That was – Bloom didn't get married in a church. He got married in a barn. And
it was hot.
It was smoldering hot. Yeah. So, like, so I was sweating it out. And, yeah, it was a good time. But a note, don't do that before you go and get your physical at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Yeah, because it throws off all your levels.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, iamenscenter.com. Rob Gray, our senior grizzled veteran writer at CycloneFanatic.com, joins us. What's up, Rob?
Not much. How you doing? 22?
Yeah, because I brought a case, and there are only two left.
Like over a 14-hour period? Or?
Well, what time do we have to be out there?
Noon. Yeah, about 12.
Yeah, noon, like and I worked probably went home bad. At midnight.
It's two an hour.
Okay.
It's not an absurd amount, really. It's fairly normal. Normal baby. I got the kid on the way.
Yeah.
And those days are over. Well.
Just 14.
Yeah, we'll cut her down to 10.
Yeah.
Hey, so you wrote I haven't read your story, Rob. It's been a kind of a nutty day. But we were talking about bowling with Charlie Henry on the Hy-Vee hotline earlier tonight.
Yep.
So the Clones went bowling. Was this like a team building exercise? What was the point in Fred Hoiberg taking these gentlemen bowling?
Definitely a team building exercise. They described it as such. Fred said that he was really impressed with the way they came to practice on Wednesday, and he just was sort of thinking that the team needed a little bit of a mental break. And towards the end of practice, he just popped out there and said, "You know what, guys, let's get out of here. We're going bowling." And George Yang called it sort of bizarre, quote unquote, at the time. But he said it worked out great because, and what's funny is science actually backs this type of stuff up. You know,
do tell.
It's crazy because I was listening to a podcast.
Cyclofanatic podcast?
I listened to all those too, but this was a science-based podcast. It was about education.
What do you do in your free time, honestly?
That and glazed carrots. and occasionally not 22 and not Busch Lights, maybe some stone delicious IPA.
Rob's just sitting around drinking an IPA listening to a science podcast.
I am intrigued
podcast.
By where this is going.
I'm telling you.
Rob is the most fascinating human being you'll ever meet. You tell. Keep going.
Yes.
And perhaps the goofiest too. But this podcast, this woman, her name is Barbara Oakley. I might have that wrong, Oakley, but she's a professor of engineering at Oakland University. Of course, Iowa State's first opponent of the year.
Oh, in Michigan.
Yeah. And she found that when people actually took the time, if they're concentrating on a specific task and they feel like they're just going to keep concentrating, that's going to make them better, the best thing they can do is actually to take periodic breaks, to actually go for a walk, go do another activity for a little while, because it gets your brain think that the problem that you're working on doesn't go away. So it's still spinning in your mind, and you come back at it with creative approaches, and you're a fresher approach and kind of a less stressed out approach, and it actually lends itself to better learning, better creativity. Genius.
There's a lot of we have a lot of college kids who tune into the Cyclone Fanatic radio program, presented, of course, by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. So you're telling them, like, chill out and don't study all the time.
Yeah, don't go on a break that consists of 22 Busch Lights.
I did that in college. I was a fine student.
It made me so mad in college. Bloom and I basically took all the same classes. And you'll vouch for this, I studied twice as hard as you did.
Oh, yeah, maybe three times.
Maybe three times as hard as Bloom did. And if he got an A, like, I got a B. If he got a B, I got a C. And I tried so much harder than he did.
because I was going bowling when I got stressed out.
You would go with the Hoiberg family down to to the bowling alley down there.
See, the example in this case is sometimes when you're trying hard to the point of virtually pulling the hair out of your head, you're actually doing more harm than just walking away and doing something else for all. Not the 22 bush lights, like I said.
This is why
something productive like a
beer helps your golf game.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So they went bowling. Apparently Dustin Hoge was on fire, according to what Charlie Henry said. We've learned something about the Cyclones. How did they react? Like, what was the round of questioning like today at availability? What was the last week we talked a lot about Iowa State's lack of three-point defense. We saw more of that on Monday against, again, I went on the record. I think Oklahoma's the best team in the Big 12 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're playing better than Kansas. It's not a slight at the Jayhawks. It's more of I'm really giving my boy Lon Kruger a hand pound. He's got them playing well. What was the round of questioning like today?
Well, you know, a lot beyond the levity of the bowling and the mental break and all that, there was talk of the defense and, you know, again, the usual responses, because it's been the problem of the year, obviously, where there will be a good game and a lapse, a good game and a lapse. And we heard Coach Hoiberg say a few games back that the time for learning experiences is over, whether that be the same learning experience revolving through over and over again. Well, that's kind of where they're at again, but there's still time. He pointed out their record. He pointed out where they're at. He said there are still very good times to be had. Just the learning experiences have to go by the wayside as these last seven regular season games loom.
See, here's the deal with the defense. Iowa State has the potential to be a good defensive team. They're not rolling out Yuri Ubalik, Jessen Gray, and Sean Haluska on defense.
Well done with the Jessen Gray reference.
They just, like Charlie just told us, they have the personnel. It's just a bunch of little things that can be cleaned up. So, yeah, everybody should be concerned about the defense, because metric-wise, it's very poor. I mean, they're 123rd right now. But with McKay's length and the athletes they have, they should be better. George is never going to be a good defender. Okay, he's a mediocre defender, but he should be able to be covered up by everybody else. So I think it is a very correctable situation. They cannot have lapses like they've had. But this is not, it's not because of the tools they have. It's just their execution right now. I think it can get better.
I get the defensive numbers, and you're exactly right with the tweet you put out the other day about defensive efficiency.
Right.
Iowa State was ranked like 119th, I think.
They're down to 123rd now.
123rd. And how many Final Four teams?
It's the 43 of the last 44 have been in the top 50.
Yeah. Now, that's a big stat, clearly. But I think the second-chance opportunities Iowa State's giving these teams, mixed with the turnover, you see them lose their mind the last couple games.
Yeah.
Now, let's keep this in perspective. This is at Kansas and at Oklahoma.
True.
I think two top 15 teams, maybe top 10. Maybe top 10.
I agree with that.
Yep.
So I think if you clear those things up just a little bit, you know, good start to happen. But you can't just give a team like Oklahoma, who plays hoyball, you can't just give them free possessions and free second chance opportunities. It's suicide in Norman.
Well, the one alarming game is still Texas Tech, because that should never happen, and they know that. And I think that's where the concern arises, is people still want to focus on that, and rightly so. It's a really bad loss, but it's correctable. It really is. You're right. Those are two good teams Iowa State lost to. Now, if they lose those games 71-68, everybody feels better. It's the fact they gave up 94 points to Oklahoma that plays into the narrative that this team can't guard, which I don't think is true. I think they
gave up 89 to Kansas.
And 89, so that doesn't help either. It's a high possession game, yes, but there is way too many good looks where Oklahoma in the second half, Spangler and especially Thomas, it was wide open layups.
Gave up 86 to Texas.
And a lot
81.
Of was,
a lot of that was garbage at the end. They were just chucking half-court shots and making them. Nonetheless, you gave up 86 points.
The reason why the Final Four stat comes to play, you can get away with outscoring teams for like two or three games in a row. But only VCU has been able to do that for six games, where you can just, they hit like an amazingly torrid stretch. Throughout four or five games, you're going to not score the ball as well. That's when your defense has to get stops. And we saw it with UConn. That was not a great offensive team last year, but their defense was really good in the tournament. And Iowa State, if they want to get there, they cannot rely on making 14 threes a game. It just won't happen.
Well, a real point of concern, too, is that when the offense goes south, when the shots stop falling, the defense follows.
Right.
And whereas if you're going to be that Final Four caliber team, when the offense goes away, your defense gets that much better. And I don't know if that's a confidence thing, a little bit of a cohesion thing. Whereas one guy, somebody touched on it today, George Niang, that he thinks sometimes on defense they get settled into a notion that it's an individual deal and I've got my guy, you've got your guy, whereas it needs to be that collective thing. And they need to, you know, sharpen their resolve when that adversity that Coach Hoiberg talks about so much hits. And at times that resolve is really, you know, certainly not end up being sharper in such situations.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, you know, when things go bad, and I think this is kind of a cliche from fans, but when you lose a couple of games, automatically, no matter how you do it, leadership gets called into play,
sure.
Right? And I think when you watch this team, you don't see a DeAndre Kane who's screaming in somebody's face on the court like DeAndre would do. And Melvin would do that. Melvin was more of a behind-the-scenes guy like that.
Yep.
I know for a fact last year when they lost to West Virginia, you know, they got killed down there in Morgantown. Down there. I guess it would be over there. Is that south?
It's kind of down. Yeah,
it's kind of down there. But they come back and Melvin's the guy who picked that team up after that loss. I know that for a fact. But I still don't – I'm not ready to throw Niang and Naz Long under the bus quite yet and say they're poor leaders. Are you – because I've seen a lot of that, Rob. You've seen a lot of that on Twitter. You've seen it on our board. This team has no leadership ability. How do you respond to that?
We saw it at times last year, too. In those difficult times. I mean, what was the reaction when they did get beat 102-77 at Morgantown? You know, where are the leaders stepping up? It is, as you said, somewhat of a cliche response, which doesn't delegitimize it. I mean, it's legitimate to ask those questions. But I think George and Naz can lead. They're just, A, they're not seniors, and B, they're not, you know, DeAndre Kane was, what, 24 years old. I mean, he'd been through a lot. Not saying they haven't been through a lot. They have, too. But, I mean, there's a difference, and they're learning to be as vocal as those guys were.
And you remember Monte Morris's story about DeAndre?
Yeah.
If you didn't follow what DeAndre was saying, he would literally kick your backside.
Yeah.
Like, and I love George and Naz, but they can't – they're just not that type of
they're
guy.
They're nice guys.
They're nice guys.
Yeah.
And so when the going gets tough, Kane would absolutely just ride them all, like just lit into guys like Monte Morris. And you listen to him because he is 24, and you know if you don't listen, he will keep doing it. I don't know if they have a guy that's going to go at him that way. But you don't necessarily need that. And Edgem had the insta respect because he was there for 4 years and he was an older senior. I don't know if they have those strong leaders, but it's not a questionable thing. I think you don't need leaders to play good defense. And this offense is still really good. So if they can just clean up those little things, when you're playing better and you're ahead, leadership is less questioned because you're on a roll. Now, when the going gets tough, how do they respond? I think we'll find out because there's going to be times again throughout the Big 12 that it's not going to come easy and the questions will arise. It's up to them to answer the bell.
Good conversation here, fellas. Let's continue it on. Let's take a quick break, though. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Lots of good basketball on tonight.
Hawkeye's really poking around over there.
Yeah, Iowa losing to Minnesota right now, 20-15 if you're driving down the interstate. I thought Iowa would win this game. I really did.
They've been stuck on 15 for a while.
They have not been good at all.
I mean, this is it's going to be a big meltdown on the Sports Fanatics tomorrow as Minnesota just hit another three. But, yeah, we'll keep you updated on that. Come on over to Benchwarmers in Ankeny here on Ankeny Boulevard. I'm Chris Williams, Rob Gray, Brent Bloom. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems.
I get it. Spring feels like it's forever away, and it's easy to put things off until the 70-degree days and sunshiny warmth are here. But if you find yourself wanting to sell or buy a home this spring or summer, you should be planning right now. Hi, I'm Mark Charter, a real estate agent with RE/MAX. Some people think all realtors are the same. that they're just an essential part of the equation in selling or buying a home. Not true. That's why I bought a moving truck that my clients can use free of charge. It's why I offer professional designing advice, pre-listing house cleaning, short 3-month listing contracts, and most recently, unveiled 3 different listing options. You get the choice of paying commissions of 5, 6, or 7% when you list your home with me. If you need more reasons, check out all of my past client reviews on Trulia.com and my own website, MarkCharter.com. As the most recommended realtor in the metro, you'll like what you read, and you'll love working with me. Prime selling and buying season is quickly approaching. Check out MarkCharter.com today.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, Cyclone Fanatic Radio, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom and Rob Gray. If you're just tuning in, you want to hear what we've been talking about, we'll have a podcast from tonight's show posted at CycloneFanatic.com here shortly after the program. Updated the podcast earlier today with Mark Charter Real Estate and Adam Gray.
What, are you guys changing the name of that thing?
Well, no, it's still Fawcast. Okay. Did you listen to
that? I did. I enjoyed it.
We're a big brand. We don't want to just change the name.
But it's now on Thursdays.
Yeah. Well, the Big 12 has 10 teams. You know? The Big 10 has 14 teams.
Yeah.
We're now, the Fawcast.
You started that about... What, 2 months ago?
Yep.
Has your brand grown?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Skyrocketed. Speaking of branding, that Glen Waterhouse Insurance, I tell you what, that brand is through the roof right now. Glen Waterhouse, glenwaterhouse.com. We got the life insurance process done.
All done.
Wife and I did, yeah.
All
and
right.
Congratulations. We got ourselves it's a deal where it... So when we, like 30 years from now, if we're not dead, we get the money back. You like that, Rob Gray?
Yeah, so is it like a whole life insurance?
It's like a fourth savings account, basically.
So it's like a whole life insurance.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's called a return on your premium policy. Yeah, and you put it all in there, and if you're alive, they give it back to you. It's a great deal.
Just yet another reason to be happy to be alive that great date.
There you go. Glenwaterhouse.com. Check it out. Also, our fetus, when it comes, I already have it lined up. We're going to get a little life insurance for the Williams baby. Any day now.
Good planning.
Said our fetus, my mind immediately goes to our fetus Sabonis. The old
that's weird.
Portland Trailblazer. Who's
didn't we
plays
see Arvidas Sabonis down at the Big 12 tournament
a few
years ago?
Wrong European. It was the Jonas Ogoskis.
Oh. Well, that sounds very, very similar.
Big Z. Yeah. Quinn then of KXNO went up to Big Z, tried to give an interview.
Yeah.
And he got shut down like my high school days.
Yeah. He really did. That was at the beer bar.
It was the beer bar.
Down there. I remember the start of that night. Don't quite remember the finish. Nonetheless, you're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Let's talk Big 12. I'm going to ask you a couple teams, and you're going to buy or sell.
Okay.
Is a team that will get past the first round, we'll put it this way, of the NCAA tournament. So that means they can play into the round of 32. Because I think the teams I'm going to throw out are probably Sweet 16 caliber.
Okay.
The Baylor Bears. Buying or selling, Brent? Are you buying or selling Baylor?
I'm buying the one win.
One win in the tournament?
Because Rico Gathers is an absolute force right now. He's been putting up like 19s and 18s. If they match up with anybody with a lack of size, they will eat them alive. I don't care if they can't shoot.
I'm buying Baylor as well. Yeah, but maybe even another win after that.
Yeah, wow.
Track record, I know year to year it doesn't really matter, but
Scott Drew's
find a
great
way
coach.
In that zone is tough to prepare for it on
is.
A game-by-game basis.
The problem, though, they showed against Oklahoma State, if you have the athletes and the size to battle them defensively, they struggle to score, and they're going to get beat by somebody with a good offense.
Yep.
Oklahoma State, I think, has been a nice story this year.
Very.
I think they've been a really nice story. Who would have thought that Travis Ford would be coach of the year material? Who would have thought that? Travis Ford.
Not me.
Are you buying or selling them? Could they make it to the round of 32, potentially to the Sweet 16, Rob? Are they that dangerous?
Yeah, I'd buy them in the round of 32. It all depends on matchup, though, because we've seen better Oklahoma State teams head into the tournament, or at least deeper, and get beat right away. I do like what they've been doing, though. The Oklahoma game notwithstanding, I mean, they got out to that great start in that one and couldn't pull it out. But, I mean, they really surprised me, particularly in that Baylor game, for precisely the reasons that Brent mentioned there, to really force Baylor into a sort of a team-wide shell on the offensive end.
Yeah, they're probably – it's them and Oklahoma right now is the two best defenses in the Big 12, which I wouldn't have guessed. But Cobbins is extremely underrated. He doesn't score.
Yeah.
But he's maybe the best interior post guy in the league. He disrupts everything. And Nash with that length is a really good defender. And when he wants to be, he can be one of the best players in the league. And like against Baylor, Forte makes a bunch of shots. The problem with them is they can't do it multiple times. They may be able to get one, but they could also lose to a 12 seed because they don't make shots.
Let's talk now about the team coming to Ames on Saturday. The West Virginia Mountaineers. Now, we've already discussed that their wins are they got two against TCU, two against Tech, one or two against Kansas State.
Two.
They got two against Kansas State. Buying or selling the West Virginia Mountaineers, Rob Gray?
That's a really tough call because of their pressure defense can keep them in games. I mean, they're down 18. If they can get a team pressured into a bunch of turnovers, they're right back into it. And when you got a guy, an elite talent like a Juwan Staten, it makes you a very dangerous team. But at the same time, this is a team that, coming off their latest Kansas State win, literally had one of their guys, I think it was Brown, say, I feel like we didn't deserve to win that game. I mean, they lost the two before that pretty convincing fashion, including the blowout at home, which I didn't think would happen. I thought Iowa State would be the one team to get them. So I'm going to be inclined to sell them once it gets I know a lot of people are high on them, and I know in some of the KenPom numbers they look great. But there's something about that team that I don't trust, and it might be that when you break that pressure, you can put such a lead on them that they can't recover from it.
I'm gonna buy them because this is a crazy number. They have forced 200 more turnovers than they've had, which is that's a monster number. That's like 9 a game. And when you handle the ball as well as they do, they don't turn it over. Juwan Staten's great. And you know once you get in the tournament, it's a guards game, and State may be the best. As what do we have, like Mambo number five yeah. being played like, back here?
This is a great conversation about Big 12 basketball that we're having, but I believe it's like the Zoot Zoot Riot
yeah,
going
on.
Yeah,
it's not Mambo number
yeah,
five.
It's just got hopping here. Benchwarmers and Ankeny. Final team I wanted to ask you gentlemen about, the Texas Longhorns. They're still being projected, the bracketologists still like Texas at this point because of that talent. What do you think about them, Bloom?
They have the talent still to win multiple games, but offensively I don't like what they have right now. And you got Felix now with the concussion issues, same with Holmes. I don't know if those things linger. But you know, I'll say they'll win a game, maybe two. I think once they get in the tournament,
I agree.
With their big dudes, it's going to be extremely difficult for some of those smaller teams. You saw they dominated the non-conference. It's because most teams don't have three big guys to counter. I think Texas, if you wanted to take a sleeper right now to even get to a Final Four, they're looking at like an 8 or a 9 seed.
Yeah.
But keep an eye on them because they have the talent to win multiple games.
Rob?
No, I'd say bye too, but with a very wary eye because yeah. of those reasons. You know, you've got a couple guys the clouded future because of the health issues, and boy, you look at them though, and they look exactly like a Final Four team. You've got great bigs, guys that can take over. You've got Isaiah Taylor.
Still a good
guy. I mean, you've
got
just a lot of really, really good players that you think would be able to get them on a roll at some point, but instead they've been going in the other direction. But I think they certainly should be able to pull off a win, maybe two.
I think that they're a lot like, I said this on KXNO yesterday, a lot like Nebraska in the sense that I think they overachieved last year.
They did.
Texas.
They did.
And I think it's hurting them now because, you know what I mean, now they're underachieving and you mix it all together and it makes you look really bad.
But you saw they were down 5 to Kentucky in Lexington without Taylor with 2 minutes left. And they're one of the few teams who can battle them inside. I mean, Kentucky last year, remember, they made the Final Four. They started as an 8 seed. But they found some shooters in the tournament, and then they guarded everybody. And I'm not saying they're as good as Kentucky was, but they had the capability, depending on their matchups, where they could dominate somebody inside and give a lot of teams trouble. I wouldn't want to see them in my bracket.
Doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, high school, college, pro athlete, you're going to experience your share of injuries. Got 9 board-certified physicians and 12 outreach clinics at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, where we're going to get you the personalized care that you deserve. At that Clive Clinic, they offer state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, rehabilitation, and personal physicians to get you back in the game. Call Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine today at 515-440-2676 or visit them on the web at dsmcapitalortho.com. My gosh, it's loud here in Benchwarmers.
You know, like who sings it? Who sings the song? Zoot Zoot Riot. America. No one's going to get it.
I don't know. I just got a...
The Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Just got a tweet from the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Not even making that up.
Jeez. Just got a tweet from our friend Brian Leisure, one of the brightest basketball minds I know. And I mean that. He's a smart man. So Bloom has 7 Big 12 teams and at least the Sweet 16 right now.
Calm down,
not
BL.
Bad. You're out of control,
Calm
Bloom.
Down. 7 teams will make the tournament.
The whole buying West Virginia
is
asinine,
in my
Baylor. Opinion.
I think West Virginia can do it. I do. I would not. Okay, I'll say 4.
Say 4?
4.
Well, Brian said you said 7.
I didn't say 7. I said,
well, I'm just Brian's a smarter man than me.
I don't know if Kansas is going to make a Sweet 16.
Hey, Rob, you like Cyclones Saturday? What do you think happens?
Yeah, I do. I mean, home has been the tonic every time for them after one of these road games. They haven't gotten on a skid yet. I like them. You know, Monte Morris was really good the first time around before he fouled out. I think he only had 1 turnover against that pressure, and clearly they started to succumb to the pressure a little bit down the stretch when he couldn't be on the floor. He stays out of much foul trouble. We avoid having 112 fouls, you know, maybe only 70. I know at West Virginia it was a ridiculous number. I like the Cyclones to pull it out, you know. Nothing's very comfortable for them when they win generally except for the Texas Tech Laffer.
I have a feeling this will be like that West Virginia game a couple years ago at home.
Get up big and almost lose it.
Yep. All right, we got to go. Hear the music. Thanks, Bloom, for filling in.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Cyclone Fanatic Radio here tonight. Bench Warmers presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Tune into the Sports Fanatics. Me and Ross Peterson coming up tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Heather and Travis bright and early, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thanks to Andrew Downs, John Seller. So long.